Mars. They have made a soft landing on Mars, and their module is broadcasting back to Earth data collected during descent, details concerning what it's like on the surface. Now again, the Soviets have soft landed an unmanned space vehicle on Mars, and it continues to broadcast from there. The Arab oil embargo has been lifted. Vice President Ford says he got the word from Secretary Kissinger that the Arab oil producers have agreed to lift the embargo and that the official announcement will come before Sunday. Now, for Secretary Kissinger to be passing such information to the Vice President, allowing the Vice President to make the announcement, sounded like a conspiracy to upstage the President. So very shortly thereafter, spokesman for the Vice President said that he was really just basing his statement on news reports, not on any information he received from Kissinger. Well, anyway, it's pretty generally understood around space that the embargo has been lifted and the announcement will be forthcoming. Wall Street got some more good news this morning. The Commerce Department reports manufacturing and trade inventories up $2.4 billion in January and sales up $3.6 billion. Vice President Ford says no, the president will not be impeached and he will not resign. Ford says from all of the evidence available to him, the president is innocent of all Watergate-related accusations. There is no one in war. Whatever happened to no comment? On the medical front, both syphilis and gonorrhea continue to increase in the cities. 4% and 12% last year. Washington, D.C. had the most per capita syphilis. Atlanta, the most gonorrhea. An Israeli school teacher, childless through 8 years of marriage, took hormone treatment, has given birth to quadruplets. And Selective Service, now drafting nobody, still wants another $47 million to keep 4,000 draft boards open for nothing. Senator Mark Hatfield says it's time to shut down this bureaucratic dinosaur. A television film crew on the way to filming another episode of Primal Man aboard a chartered airliner 200 miles north of Burbank, California, smashed into a mountainside in the eastern Sierra, and all 36 aboard are dead. President Nixon, who finds questioners less hostile outside Washington, D.C., will submit to audience questions in Chicago and in Houston tomorrow and Tuesday. West Virginia's Governor Arch Moore lifted that state's gasoline sales restriction, and 10,000 coal miners returned to work, but another 15,000 are still refusing. I suspect a fisher biting in Appalachia. United Airlines recalling 650 flight attendants who've been furloughed. There is more gasoline in storage and in pipelines right now than a year ago, 7 million barrels more. But a Tulsa refining engineer explains that it's still not enough because our consumption rate continues to rise. In 1955, each of us used 1,700 gallons of oil a year. Presently, each of us requests 2,500 gallons. And there are more of us. Americans, individually, use 10 times more petroleum and petroleum products than the average anywhere else in the free world. A streaker streaked through the International Amphitheater in Chicago during a rock concert. But Mike Coletti insists that he didn't do it. What he means is that he was, he says, pursued by girls who tore his clothes off. Now, page two. It doesn't matter if you're 18 and starting your first job, or if you're up to 54 and thinking about retirement. Bankers Life and Casualty Company of Chicago has a disability income plan to fit you that pays you when you're sick or hurt and can't work, and one policy pays you money back if you stay well. If you don't get sick or hurt, you get a premium refund when this policy terminates at age 65. So all of the protection, all of those years, will have cost you not one red cent. Meanwhile, if you do get disabled and can't work, you collect benefits for as long as you're out of work. Bankers' money back policies are available in most states which can now hear my voice. So please let me have a postcard and I'll see that you get details in a book called The Gold Book. It's postpaid and free if you'll just write me for yours. Write to Paul Harvey, Box 6906, Chicago, and ask for the free Gold Book. Incidentally, this book has some over 65 policies that are of interest to folks who need help with Medicare. Box 6906, Chicago. The weaker sex, you say? The last veteran of the young Civil War has died. But 257 widows of that war survived. So far in March, new car sales continue to decline. General Motors sales down a whopping 47% from a year ago. But California will give car makers one more year to meet that state's anti-pollution standards. Will not require 75 standards until 76 models. And here today, another electric car made in Detroit. Standard 5 electric car to be available this fall. $7,500. But that's less when you realize that it promises to save $1,000 a year on fuel. The company says 2,000 orders are backlogged. More Americans riding the rails, meanwhile. Amtrak passenger business up 28% in January, third straight month in February, promises to make it four. Salt Lake City's traffic engineer, Jeff Agrath, has erected a sign on State Street which says, "Streaker crossing." But Princeton's Dr. Seward Hiltner has another theory that streakers, instead of just hollering, "Look at me," are actually revealing what he calls a subconscious wish to be small children again, free from care or responsibility. And on a perhaps related subject, a flagpole sitter named Paul Jacobson, after 156 days on top of flagpole in Dixon, Illinois, is coming down. He says, quote, "I am giving up my throne for the woman I love." San Antonio, Texas, that man found shot and then run over by a car, was the son of a very prominent Cuernavaca industrialist and the son-in-law of the government of Morillo. In Italy, after years of debate, they decided to try public financing a political campaign. Each Italian will be assessed $122 each. Oh, my goodness. $1.22 our money. Each Italian will be assessed about $1.22 each election. And this money then will be divided among the candidates who use that for their campaigns. But Rome newspapers are already wondering how that's going to keep some of the millions from sticking to some fingers, and also how that is going to prevent cash contributions under the table. The Dallas Symphony has canceled all scheduled performances until the back bills are paid. $800,000 in back bills. Entertainer Richard Pryor, indicted, said to have filed no tax returns for 4 years, though he earned $250,000 during those years. Today's classic bumper snicker seen by Ernest McKeever in Alexandria, Virginia, the bumper sign says, "He got us out of Wounded Knee." Page 3.
Town and Country GMC, representing Montel with a number of sharp used pickup trucks. Some are four-wheel drive in half and three-quarter ton size, and they're now available at Town and Country GMC. Also, several new doubles are on hand in two- and four-wheel drive Suburbans. New half and three-quarter ton pickups are arriving daily. And whether you buy new or used, there is excellent financing available. For a great deal right now, stop in at Town and Country GMC, 123 North 15th in Milling. Call 252-6631.
Confirmation that Treasury Secretary George Shultz, the last member of the original Nixon cabinet, will resign in early May. John Lennon, the former Beatle, attended a nightclub performance by the Smothers Brothers, and Lennon shouted obscenities at them and then slugged a woman photographer while he, Lennon, was being thrown out. She, the photographer, is filing a criminal complaint. Entertainer Phil Harris, sniped up when his car hit a phone pole, may have internal injuries. In London, another baby for Mia Farrow and Andre Previn, a son. Sonny and Cher, unable to live together, thought they'd be able to continue working together, but they canceled their scheduled two-week performance at Lake Tahoe. Actress Lee Taylor Young and actor Ryan O'Neill met and married while performing in Peyton Place. Divorced, she gets their son. They're not all sweet.
Slipknot. The Frank Sowers have been housekeeping in Cortland, Nebraska for 68 years today. Mayor Coleman Young of Detroit has emphysema. In office only 72 days, his doctor ordered to slow down. My goodness, did you hear about the motorist in Boston? Gave a hitchhiker a lift. The hitchhiker demanded money, and when the motorist didn't have any, he really didn't have any, the hitchhiker just shot him and killed him. Nor can dictators ensure order, apparently. Esso Oil has paid $14 million to ransom a kidnapped employee in Argentina. And he, Victor Samuelson, has not been returned yet. In San Francisco, city employees are still on strike, but both sides agreed to talk around the clock seeking settlement, and the striking municipal employees are now allowing sewage treatment plants to reopen. Last night, a California Highway Patrol officer was writing a ticket for a car which he'd stopped on the San Diego freeway because it was emitting huge clouds of smoke. The motorist said faulty valves, but Officer Raspberry decided to investigate, opened the hood, and was engulfed in a cloud of smoke that made him slightly dizzy. So he slammed down the hood, walked a few steps away to catch his breath, returned to the car, opened the hood again, found 5 kilos of marijuana in brick form, pressed against the engine manifold. Now, for what it's worth, department, here's from Atlanta, a garbage man has been kidnapped. A garbage man. Mrs. Barbara Wall has been warning the city sanitation department. Garbage is supposed to be picked up every other day. Hers had not been picked up for 8 days, and when she came home yesterday, found her accumulated garbage actually overflowing her yard, and saw a garbage truck driving by. She chased the truck and collared the driver and took the keys to his garbage truck and escorted him into her house and to the telephone and ordered him to telephone your boss. And he did. His first words were, "Boss, I've been hijacked." He explained the ransom demand, that she'd let him go if he'd take along her garbage, and the city surrendered. Paul Harvey,